Right now, the district is working on determining how students and their families will participate in classes this fall, what mix of in-person versus online school. And creating that plan involves reaching across a wide divide between conflicting community opinions, says Superintendent Erica Clute Painter.
There are very, very strong feelings on both sides of many issues. So it makes it really challenging to try to navigate, you know, a way that you can provide a program and supports for 470 students and their families.
Those findings were based on summer-long community discussions via Zoom, a working group of parents and teachers, and the findings of one community survey so far. Clute Painter says masking is one example of a very contentious issue in the community.
If you impose, you know, a mask mandate, I will not have my child participate in the public school. And then just as strongly, if you don't implement a mask policy, I will not have my child participate in the school district.
Like other states, Alaska has issued guidelines for school districts, but protocols for reopening are determined locally. While early research has found children typically experience less severe symptoms of COVID-19, there is risk of the virus being transmitted in the school setting between families, students, teachers, and staff.
The fact is, returning to a normal before the school closure, it just won't be possible.
Alaska Chief Medical Officer Ann Zink warns Alaskan children are susceptible to becoming very sick due to underlying health conditions. Between one-third and one-half of children in the state are overweight or obese. And in 2017, nearly 11% of teenage students reported smoking in the last month, though it's likely higher, according to Dr. Zink's office. The Alaska Department of Education has a color-coded warning system for school districts, green, yellow, and red, based on the level of local transmission risk. On that scale, Petersburg is in good standing, as COVID-19 cases remain low this summer. But that could change at any time, so the schools can't afford to act like business as usual.
We don't have the right to do that because we've been given guidance about that, And we have a responsibility and a duty to do the best we can. So the challenge is figuring out how to have those protocols in place and still provide a positive learning environment.
The district survey also looked at what worked during the spring closure. It found Petersburg is set up well for continuing remote learning with reliable online infrastructure and internet. Clute Painter says internet providers stepped up and offered free or subsidized internet service, so almost all families were able to connect remotely. They also partnered with the Petersburg Library to have a bookmobile and distribute reading material for students. Clue Painter says they have to maintain a low-risk environment for teachers, many of whom are at risk, for their protection and to avoid long or frequent quarantine times.
If we can keep everybody, our adults in particular, as healthy as possible, we're going to be able to provide a more consistent program for all. Because if we're constantly having to pull teachers out and they're out for 2 weeks for a quarantine, then we've negated all the work that we've done to try to have in-person education.
KFSK reached out to the union, but the Associated Teachers of Petersburg declined to interview for this story. Petersburg schools will likely have a staggered schedule with smaller class sizes spread out on campus and alternating days. The challenge there is staffing and funding for those additional hours, as well as teachers balancing both in-class and online instruction, possibly at the same time. Clute Painter says the sick policy will be very strict so as to keep risk low. The superintendent says the survey found families are in overwhelming agreement they want some kind of in-person instruction, especially for students with special needs and for younger students.
You know, it's pretty difficult for a kindergarten student to engage in a Zoom call, even 5 or 6 or 7 kids on a Zoom call, and you're going to have a lot of feet up in the screens, and, you know, it's not necessarily a lot of education for a 6-year-old.
A second survey is now open and aims to get an exact headcount of how many students will be on site versus online. That will determine teachers' schedules, class sizes, and funding for the district. Clue Painter says it's understandable families are anxious and concerned with so much uncertainty. But she says she's hopeful and the district will lead with caution in order to keep school open and everyone healthy.
You know, we're going to have to start probably in that yellow zone. It's going to have more restrictions. It's going to have more protocols. And the goal being, you know, we can hopefully pull those things back a little bit as this thing evolves and we see how things go. We're living the biggest social experiment of our lives. That's how I feel. We're living it.
The district is expected to publish a first draft of guidelines for school reopening this week and will be collecting community feedback. In Petersburg, I'm Corinne Smith.